Here's part three of the April 30th, 2007 Jimmy Dome podcast.
What goes up must come down.
Listen, government world.
We got an
IM for somebody to email.
No, somebody. Somebody called our toll-free number.
Oh, yeah?
Let me see what they said.
Maybe it was Jack Rhodes.
Might have been. Let's see.
I bet you it was.
I bet it must be here. Hold on a second. Let me...
866-95-JIMMY.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's just see here. Callers. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Jack Rhodes. It worked.
All right, well, we're back. We're going to roll through a couple of
light notes.
Yep. All right.
Counselor's got work to do tomorrow. We got to get him out of here.
Yep. All right.
I need to set my alarm here when we do these on Mondays because I missed the first couple of minutes of 24.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good.
All right. Well, anyway, I am going to post this thing just for our No Foreign Entanglements part of the show. This George Washington's farewell address. I'm going to link to it on our homepage. So I encourage everybody to read it. I think it's pretty much you don't really need to hear anybody else's farewell address. This lays it on the line.
And it's short.
And it's nice and short, too.
It is amazing how succinct and concise our early people were when you think about it. You know, Gettysburg Address and some of the stuff like that. Nowadays, it goes on and on, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's pretty good. I mentioned that. Not so light note, but anyway, I did want to mention that Curtis, the Food and Drug Administration, rejected Merck's and Company's request to make a successor to withdraw arthritis drug.
Yeah.
That thing there, and I loved it. You said, in other words, the food FDA isn't going to allow us, doesn't allow Merck to basically
to market that drug. And it's sold in 63 other countries.
So not here.
Right.
Right. So we're in, as far as what you say is, I guess we as Americans are the 64th freest on that issue.
Well, you
in
know,
the world.
The FDA, of course, when you think about it, this is a classic case of what Bastiat called the seen and the unseen. They always go back to the thalidomide things. Thalidomide was never authorized in this country, and there were a dozen or so thalidomide babies. This was the painkiller that was invented. Of course, it turns out thalidomide is good for some other stuff, just not any good if you happen to be pregnant and want a painkiller or pain like a super aspirin or something because your baby turns out with flippers or something. And there's a half a dozen or a dozen of them born worldwide. Before, and the FDA said, well, we pat ourselves on the back because it was okay to take this drug in France and Canada and places like that. They'd okayed it, and we didn't. So we didn't have the terror of half a dozen or so kids born deformed this way. What they don't tell you, of course, is since it takes 10 years to get some of these literally life-saving drugs to the market, there are untold thousands of people that die in the meantime.
Again, blood is on government's hands.
Well, not really. As far as they're concerned, nope.
No, not on theirs.
We just because we didn't authorize. In other words, you can't point to anybody that died because we didn't give them the drug. It's like proving a negative again. Good.
Right.
I love this one. I got this one from K-Man. No man's life, liberty, property, nor lap dance is safe while the legislature is in session.
Yeah.
The Community Defense Act will reduce crime, particularly sexual assaults, prostitution, and illegal drug use, just by requiring dancers in adult clubs to maintain a 6-foot distance from patrons. Amazing. It's also a floor wax and dessert topping. What will they think up next, K-Man? Anyway, strippers, keep your distance. This is in Columbus, Ohio. Again, Ohio, I don't know what happened to you guys. I mean, you came up with Neil Armstrong, now this. The bill moves, basically they have to maintain 6 feet and 2 feet off above the floor, and the fine is $1,000 and 6 months in jail
for whom?
For the violation, will be a first degree misdemeanor, and
who's the violator?
Yeah. It basically says violation of either thing. It's probably both.
Wait a minute. Let me put it this way. It's awfully hard for the patron to be more than 6 feet away if the dancer isn't.
Right. But it's not going to be the patrons. It's going to be the club owners and the dancers.
Ah! But what about what if the patron so the patron rushes the stage?
And then he gets all the way on disorderly conduct, and then they get $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail from the new law.
It's just an attempt to shut it all down.
The prudes are out. We have, of course, here. There was an article in today's paper here in the Gainesville Sun about our adult stores here in town. I didn't realize this wasn't supposed to. We have a stealth adult store here in town that doesn't advertise, doesn't do anything. In fact, the name doesn't even tell it what it is. I didn't even know what it was until it was in the paper.
Is St. Augustine's Church down here?
No. They tore that down.
Oh.
they were giving away too much stuff. I don't know what it was. No, it's a place in a regular old strip. Appropriately, it's in a strip mall. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it is. Allow customers, strip club owners, dancers, or other employees who violate the new rules to be charged with a first-degree misdemeanor. And so, in other words, I guess everybody. It's everybody. Employees. What if a dancer is dancing next to a dancer on stage?
Jail. Clank.
That's I mean, right. Give me a break.
No, this is astounding to me. For community health, safety, welfare, the blue noses people.
Hey, they're cleaning things up, Jimmy. They're taking the smut
so
off.
So much crap.
All right, out of your mind.
I'm thinking, you know, shut up, bitch. Right. If you don't want to see it, don't go,
right.
Bitch.
Tell us how you really feel, Jimmy.
God, just is sickening.
How about
don't
this?
Hold back.
Because all the crime that occurs there, you know.
Right.
And if they're 6 feet away, there's no crime.
Right. That's the magical number.
That's right. Right. 5.5, ooh, big deal.
Right. Tell you, people, it's ridiculous. They're going to have more crime of people going berserk not being able to go to the clubs than they are.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the unforeseen consequences. The guy's going postal, you know, at work because he can't get his lap dance.
It's called stripple.
Stripple. I'm going stripple because I got my weekly nipple.
That's right.
Stripple. Student leaves hand sandwich on lunch table near Muslim suspended.
Nah, that's all bullshit. I call bullshit on that.
Was
story.
It Snopes? Okay. Was that a Snopes?
I didn't Snope it, but it was just too rare.
I saw it in two or three different articles.
They were just
investigating as a possible hate crime.
There's a ham sandwich
in a bag. So apparently there was a bunch of Muslim kids, you know, in high school or something like that.
Yeah, but they said stuff like the students shouldn't be so nonchalant with their sandwich and stuff like that. There's just no way that story is real.
Mm. Okay, you say so.
They charged that guy who blasted.
That's why I love the internet. You know, you have to Snopes everything these days.
Yeah, and I tell you, I've been busted stuff like that. Robin Williams. That's where I came up with that George Washington thing. Somebody sent away that Robin Williams thing where he's like bashing immigrants or something like that, and it was totally false. So somebody threw a one liner from one of his things into the last particular line and made it seem legit, but it wasn't. So Robin Williams is not out there trying to tell immigrants to go home anyway. Did you see that guy? Remember that guy who is kind of an update? Actually, I got two updates. The guy who, the kid who walked across the guy's lawn who kind of obsessively maintained it, and he blasted him with his 410 shotgun, the 15-year-old.
Whoa!
Yeah, but this kid was like such a punk. I mean, they kept taunting this guy, and like his friends would go jump on this guy's super maintained lawn. He'd mow it like 5 times a week and everything, and this guy threatened him all the time and just said, you know, then he called the dispatcher and said, I just killed this kid. And then, so he's facing 15 years to life, remains in jail on $2 million bond.
So what's the defense going to be there, counselor?
Nothing.
No, I mean, you think
trespassing,
about it,
man.
Well,
you know?
you think about it there was a cartoon or what was the thing where it said, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out. That was the, I wish I could remember what it was. But you can imagine the kids sitting there with the guys on his front lawn. And they're walking by, and they're putting their foot on the lawn. See, I step on, and then they step off,
right.
step off, and that kind of stuff.
Just this was one, I think, where he'd been cutting through on a regular basis.
Well, it could have been. Could have been that, too. But I would imagine that the taunting, well, I would get didn't want to put up a fence, I guess. Or
No, I mean, I don't think it was in an area where he actually could. It was like in New Jersey or somewhere.
No fences allowed in New Jersey.
Right, no, I don't think
there
was something. But, yeah, I mean, apparently it was, you know, that's the last time, kid. You know, he went away. Woman sneaks into prison for sex.
Whoa.
I'd like to go to that prison, huh?
Wait. She
woman pleaded guilty to using a false ID badge, like that one counselor was showing us, to enter a correction facility while posing as an attorney so she could have sex with an inmate. So
this was a man's prison.
Yes, Tiffany Weaver, 29, entered plea Wednesday. She was charged with identity theft and false government identification.
How'd they catch her?
I don't know.
Saw her butt humping up in the air a couple times through the window or something.
Yeah. And the thing is yeah.
There's some screaming going on, some throbbing going on there.
Responsible for monitoring inmate meetings with attorneys, witness to having sex once they were alone. So the corrections officials responsible for monitoring them.
So the question is, should...
The corrections officer ended the meeting after they finished videotaping it.
Well, so the question is, are you going to buy a wig and go as an attorneyette into a women's prison?
I don't know. It could be a,
hey, ladies.
A deal. The guy was a convicted murderer. Manslaughter, sorry.
Don't they have concubinal visits or something like that? Or
it wasn't. She wasn't related to him.
So, and?
Nothing.
Okay.
They do have those visits, but...
Escort service?
Under certain circumstances, and maybe he couldn't.
I wonder in this $82 prison that we were talking about here, the one that they have out in California. I wonder if you can have your friend. I mean, she was just one particular one they were talking about. The girl was in there for 21 days for DUI. You know.
I don't know. The funny part was the attorney Amanda Sprend told the Baltimore Examiner she was on leave when she received a letter banning her from the jail. They said they informed me that received a letter saying I had been caught having sex with an inmate, which is a real laugh because she was out on maternity leave. The attorney who ID theft from that particular attorney.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Because apparently, you know, Counselor Curtis showed us, you know, his ID card. It doesn't like even have a picture on it.
Yeah,
you just basically walk on in. I'm an attorney. Yeah, that's great. Doesn't have to show it most of the time. This is one I thought you might appreciate. Good old antennas pick up free HD TV.
Say what?
Did you see that one? The regular antennas are now picking up HDHT.
Well, you do know that. That's right. You do know that with the new HDTV rules, I think it's what it's like next year or the year after 2008 or 2009.
It's all going HD.
All going digital.
Right.
And so your regular analog sets, of course, you are not going to be able to receive any of the old TVs that are more than about 5 years old will not be able to receive any of the signals anymore. They'll all be digital because
they're not rabbit ears. They're like
My point is though that the digital signals will now be broadcast over the air the way the analog signals were. And if you want to have, like here in town, we've got two or three stations that broadcast over the air, not on cable. I mean, they also on cable. But if you want to just receive those stations, if you have a digital TV, you can get your HD TV for no cable box, no nothing on those two or three channels.
Cool.
Yeah.
You see the UFOs flew over Britain.
Boo! What? No.
A couple of UFOs flew over there. It was seen by all the people on board and the pilots and stuff. Two big ones, twice the size of a Boeing 737. Anyway, it happened just this last week. Anyway, the British Ministry of Defense says it will not be carrying out an investigation into this case.
And the reason is?
Because they don't want to have an X-file on their hands.
I see.
Working replica.
They don't like to do paperwork.
No, that's the point. Well, yeah. You know. Working replica of Noah's Ark opens.
Working replica. Okay, they're gonna.
But it's not really because it's like one third of the. This one is two thirds the length of a football field and nearly as high as a three story house, which is pretty good size boat. But
that's 4 cubits, 63 cubits
well,
wide.
No, yeah, it's 150 cubits long, 30 cubits high, and 20 cubits wide.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger one was like,
now they went say working
bigger.
Model. So they got they can wear the 40 days and 40.
Well,
nights?
Apparently that. Yeah. And well, they actually have fake animals, you know, on board and stuff like that.
Well, they can't. What do they have? They got to be like the elephants. Got to be like sub miniatures,
right? Miniature elephants, elephants like those little miniature horses and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway,
they have the fish on there too.
Don't know.
Insects.
You know, apparently they're going to sail it around somewhere in the Netherlands and have people go on it.
Hookers. That's the Netherlands. That's, you know, that's Amsterdam.
Well, and of course, they had this one tribe held a camel beauty pageant.
Whoa! And who judged it?
And it was in Saudi Arabia. The legs are long, the eyes are big, and the body's curvaceous. But it's not what you're thinking. And it was just over there. In Lebanon, they have Miss Lebanon. But here we have Miss Camel.
Did you see the Richard Gere freak out?
Yeah, that was so silly. Why was that a freak? I don't understand. Now, that was because they caught him on the cell phone chewing out his daughter or something?
No. That was Alec Baldwin.
That was Alec Baldwin.
Oh, okay.
Richard Gere kissed that
In India.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And they have a warrant out for him.
For his arrest, yeah.
What is with that?
Well, you can't be smooching on, yeah.
Well, wasn't it an India type woman actress that was, where is she? Is she in jail?
That's a good question.
Or is it just the guy?
She's like the top Bollywood actress.
Yeah, right. She's like, early Madonna.
Mickey Mouse.
Or whatever. Yeah. She's really the something. Yeah, but I mean, is she in chains or whatever? Or?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, but they have a warrant. I mean, it's going to be a while before. I wonder if there's a statute of limitations. I mean, it's going to be a while before Richard can go back there.
It's ironic he did that movie where he got convicted of that stuff in China and he had to plead guilty, or they were going to kill him in 4 days. Oops.
Whoops.
It's always too much fun.
Well,
Bollywood. I love that.
Bollywood. Okay, well, I guess the last thing I really have, I had a couple of nude men things. This one guy got in high heels, causes lockdown. He was wearing nothing but women's high heels, and this is in Oregon. And he basically shut down the place. And then this other, last seen running down one of the building's hallways in heels.
Where was this? What building?
It was in the...
He's a pedophile in a school or what?
No.
Just
it was...
Government building? Regular, his house?
Downtown McMinnville.
Okay. So he was a streaker in high heels.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they locked down what?
Yeah, they locked down, the building was,
Why?
In case he was a terrorist.
Yeah,
he's carrying a weapon, which
he was 40 to 50 years old, bald with short white hair.
He's carrying carbon dioxide.
Yeah, he's probably carrying carbon dioxide. That's a problem.
That's right, he was breathing real hard.
He's carrying greenhouse gases.
That's it. That's
the unidentified man was spotted sitting on a bench on the basement floor of a nearly vacant medical building.
Okay, but obviously this person is not, shall we say, is certainly a can short of a six-pack. I mean...
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it.
He's a few fries
short of a happy meal.
In the nearly vacant medical...
In the nearly vacant medical building.
Mental hospital.
Yeah, and he's 40 to 50 years old, a thin build. I mean, I don't... balding hair. In high heels only. I mean, he can't even run that fast. Well, maybe if he could.
No way. I don't care who you are. You're not going to be running very fast. It's not like you have any real weapons on you.
Well, I don't know. You see that Chris Rock thing where the guy throws a shoe... A girl? Oh, forget it. Anyway, there's another guy, a man arrested after nude Hitler birthday walk. This is in British Columbia. A Canadian man had been arrested after he was found walking around naked with a swastika taped to his body to mark Adolf Hitler's birthday.
And what was it? Was a hate crime?
Well, no, actually.
It was the nude part, not the swastika part?
Yeah, I mean, they... They said they were called, let's see here, police in British Columbia said they were called to the scene by concerned residents, and the man told them he was honoring Hitler's birthday. He was detained and will undergo a psychiatric assessment. Hitler was born on April 20th, 1889. Although swastika symbols causes some concern and is usually associated with hate in the Nazi regime, in this instance this male posed no threat to the community, police said in a news release.
You think?
A nude man with a swastika, it's not a nude man with an M60 in a swastika. But I did want to mention there was one final...
Or a Luger.
Right. God, prices on Lugers are out of this world, man. I did want to bring up... We did mention that lawyer that jumped off the Empire State Building last time on the show.
Yes.
And so... and then you'd mentioned... You said,
update,
well, I wonder,
he survived?
No, actually, he didn't. But Jimmy had mentioned that he was there's only 39 people have committed suicide off the Empire State Building. And he goes, I wonder how many were off the Golden Gate Bridge. So anyway, I found out.
There was a rather extensive article.
It was actually the official suicide count ended in 1995 when the number approached 1,000. And so that what they did is they stopped the official count for some reason. That was attracting people, I guess. I want to be there at 1,001.
Yeah, exactly. It's like buying your. It's like when Apple sold their billionth iTunes. People are lined up saying, "What number are you? What number are you? No. You go first. You go.
Go right ahead.
You go right ahead. Yeah. I want to be number 1,000.
Right. So I guess they're doing it on a bridge. In the 8 years preceding 2003, there was an average of one suicide jump every 2 weeks. Which,
that's a lot of people.
Well, obviously, San Francisco isn't like one of those greatest city to live in, I guess. I don't know. Which brought the... We don't have any listeners hardly from San Francisco either. Obviously, they've got better things to do.
Most
jump off the bridge.
Well, what they do is they listen to the show once.
And then they jump off the bridge.
Sorry about that.
You know,
not a repeat listener.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the graph to see if there's any correlation between Jimmy Doan broadcasts and suicide.
You notice a distinct spike in the jumpings when our show gets posted.
Right. Notice all of the jumpings are on Wednesdays and Sundays.
That's right.
God. Amazing how that works.
That's right. We found a correlation.
So they actually used to document it according on the bridge, 128 lampposts on the bridge where the jumper was nearest, you know. Well, this one has got 34 jumpers, and this one's got 26. And so anyway, there were 34 confirmed bridge jump suicides in 2006, in addition to 4 jumpers whose bodies were never recovered and various unwitnessed deaths that have appeared to be suicides but not be confirmed. In other words, maybe a few mob talk.
Yeah,
there,
I was going to say. Yeah, 2 went on and 1 came off. And suicide.
Suicide, exactly. Proves it. So 220-foot fall from the bridge takes 4 seconds, and the jumpers hit the water at 75 miles per hour.
One of the things I thought was interesting about that article was that they had, to be politically correct, they did everything also in kilometers.
Yes, they did, actually.
I mean, I thought that was funny that everything, they wanted to make sure everybody understood in metric system, too. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and I'll correct myself. 220-foot, 67 meters. And then, of course, you hit it 120 kilometers an hour. Just so that everybody in European, in our, well, we do have international listeners.
That's right.
Absolutely. Then they won't know what we're talking about. Right. Okay, so only 26 people have been known to survive the jump. Those who do always strike the water feet first and mostly suffer multiple internal injuries and broken bones. And anyway, one guy...
Now, I always wondered about that. I mean, if you fell out of an airplane like at 10,000 feet over the ocean...
You'd be going faster than 75 miles an hour.
Well, I know that. Your terminal's around 120 miles an hour, which is 188 kph or whatever it is. I don't even know. But the deal is that... is there a way you could survive it, he asked.
There's always a way to survive. I mean,
yeah, people have fallen on the ground and survived.
You know, actually, I think the ground's a better bet than the water to actually survive.
You think?
Fall.
No,
yeah,
I don't believe that.
I think so. Actually,
I would guess the ground. When you fall on the ground, I will say this much: some of the people that have fallen on the ground have fallen through like bushes and trees and shit before they hit. Now that if you can. Slow yourself down at all, you've got a way better chance.
Like Rambo.
Or if you fell down into a huge air pillow.
Yeah.
Or a pillow factory with a roof off.
Or a big pile of...
The roof off. I had a pillow factory dead center, but it had a concrete roof.
Oh, God, you got to see that Simpsons where Homer does that launch, and, like, he misses, like, all of the comforts. Like, he flies over the pillow factory into, like, the nail factory, you know? And then he misses the, you know, foam truck and gets run over by the cement truck, and it's just a comedy. You know, it's a Rube Goldberg of what not to do. Anyway, on the bridge, there's a suicide prevention signs with a telephone that goes to a crisis hotline. And shoot, I thought I'd printed.
Well, they were actually some seriously thinking about spending about $10 or $15 million on some kind of a net.
No, not a net. Not thinking about R.
Really?
Yeah, they are. Well, no. I mean, let me put this way: they are putting the money into coming up with a 2-year, $1.78 million plan to explore the feasibility of a barrier.
Ah, it's so a plan for a plan.
Feasibility, right.
We're planning to plan the plan.
We're planning to plan the plan.
$1.7 million.
And that got voted 15-1 to approve a 2-year, $2 million plan. And how many people do you think it's going to take to approve the feasibility of a plan to a barrier?
Well, no, I bet you that what their solution is, ultimately, is to tear the bridge down.
And again, since that makes sense, and it was staff that suggested it, we should probably do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's our recommendation. And
It'll
save lives, number one. And we've determined this absolutely will stop it.
Yes.
Right.
No question. Yeah, the only solution we came up with, we knew 100% would stop the suicides off the bridge.
I mean, I did have just a couple more things on this. The estimated cost of a barrier like they put up in the Empire State Building was like 15 to 20 million, but they say between 15 and 20
million.
Well,
of course, there's people that legitimately like just to walk across it or bike across it or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, and of course, they've outlawed pedestrians now to walk across it, but you can bike across it, but you got to get buzzed in and out by special security gates now.
So
I mean, you got to be...
Isn't that just... So I'm going to commit suicide. You steal a bike, You get buzzed. I mean, you would have a bike collections. That's what you up near. Jump here, leave your bike here. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, no, I mean, what we should do is we give people a million if you jump and survive.
There you go.
You know, that'll solve quite a few problems. Let's see.
Or maybe make them pay.
Well, $10 to jump.
$10 to jump.
Right.
Go for it.
Well, then it's self-funding.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's the whole
exactly
point.
The whole point.
Well, I mean, we don't have to give a million. Say, we'll give you a quarter mil if you survive.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a half mil.
Let me tell you, of course, the problem is
if the city did that, and then they could invest the rest of the money in...
Invest. Government's investing. I'm sorry. I had to laugh.
They could invest the rest of the money in how to stop more suicide.
But see, here's the problem. Here you go. There's a proponents of the barrier, and they cite examples of the... Empire State Building and the Eiffel Tower where suicides dropped to zero after the barrier put up, but of course we know that's not true. But they say that those against the barrier argue that the barrier would be unsightly, too costly, of course, and would simply move suicides elsewhere.
Well, that's what the barriers on the Empire State Building and the...
They moved them to San Francisco.
Right. That's number one. That's right. That's the number one. You have noticed that a lot of the French people are jumping. I could not make it on the Eiffel Tour.
But I
went to San Francisco and jumped.
And then jumped. Now those are the better ones.
That's right.
But I just love this. Those against the barrier argue that a barrier would be unsightly. In other words, you can jump. It's just, I don't want to have this ugly barrier there. Kill yourself. That's fine.
That actually does not surprise me, knowing San Francisco. It doesn't even remotely surprise me.
No, but I just think it's hilarious. And then again, too costly. You know, it's like, well, human life isn't worth
Well,
this.
Let me tell you,
you think about
it. Well, I did think about it. And of course, this is one of the things that very often people say, well, if it saves one life.
Oh, no. Like I said, I'm all about giving them money to jump and we pay them if they survive. Or we say we charge them to jump and you have a special platform. So we even put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
We'll even put it on YouTube. It's not a problem. And then you get to, like, how many triple gainers can you do on the way down? Breach the record. Here, this guy's got a lot, you know. See what you can do.
Well, he did. I mean, this.
Well, he did, you know.
He's in a small coffin. the coffins that come out of there, of course, are squatty. You know, they're a lot wider than they are long anymore.
Like, save money on that, too.
It's like a coffin for a bullet.
That's right. Well, no, my thing was that they should offer a prize for a suicide prevention device. And of course, right away, my thinking was to have a motion sensor circus net that would be folded up.
So
you wouldn't see it.
Right.
And yet, as soon as it detected, as soon as, like in Dr. Strangelove, when the computer detected that somebody, a certain segment, a bunch of particular circumstances all came together, and the computer figured that a jump was about to or just going to occur, this net would, like, unfold and sit out there, you know, 20 feet below and catch the guy.
Yeah, but then it'd be just like this huge college deal to go do it and whatever. And you have a lot of people do it. But then what you could do is
every tenth time it
doesn't
not
work.
It doesn't work.
Right.
Perfect.
Right. I like that idea. That's cool.
This is called San Francisco roulette.
Golden Gate roulette.
This is it. A new game.
There was a young woman from Piedmont, California. Sarah Rutledge, the late Sarah Rutledge, Birnbaum, may be the only person to have jumped from the bridge twice. She survived the second jump, but not the first. No, she survived the first jump in 98, but died in her second attempt later that year. Of course, she attempted pretty well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So,
it's interesting they call that an attempt when she actually called it a success, I would guess.
Right. And let's see, there was something else in here.
I think the whole thing is... it's actually quite a number of people that are hoofing it off the bridge over there, I guess.
It's saying like one in every...
I wonder what goes through... It's too bad you can't, like, interview them before they go up there, because...
Well, that's what they ought to put is like a little camera and a record button.
Like they do at Jay Leno. You do is, on your way up there, you put a quarter in and it starts the camera like a vacuum cleaner at a service station.
Right.
And you've got... 3 minutes to tell your story, mm-hmm. and you sit there and
time's up, jump. No, they just launches you. It just launches you off. Right.
This big stick comes out and swoops you off.
That's right.
It gets the other people that were there for moral support, too.
That's right. Or maybe a stick with a prod on it. You can go now.
Right.
It swoops the cops off that are trying to help you stay on.
Right. So now you want entertainment.
But I mean, I would like to know what goes, because you, when you do know that there's a chance you'll survive, I mean, what kind of a suicide is that?
A bad one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going through your mind? Well, I'm jumping, but gosh, I don't know. Maybe God will save me or something.
No, you got to go back and listen to the Jimmy Dunn shows of Jimmy's suicide plan. It's number one. There's a show.
Oh, that's right.
It's foolproof.
It's foolproof,
that's
man.
Right. That's
there
right.
is no way.
That's right.
If
no.
you survive that, you get the full $1 million.
That's right.
You know?
That's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Go back and look for that. It's in the notes on one of our earlier shows.
We do want to mention, by the way, before we go, that the to have people sign up for that. They can get the email. What is it?
Yes,
on?
it's called Feed Blitz.
Feed Blitz, right?
And but don't go to Feed Blitz. Go to our site. Don't even tell them what it is. Just go to our site and put your email in. It happens automatically.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about anything.
We have a computer that does this for us.
Yes, and I don't want to get people confused, because you won't find us at Feed Blitz. You'll find us at JimmyDone.com.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah, just go there and do it. And that makes my life easier. In fact, if you're on our list, go there and do it, and then I'll get an email that says that you're on, and then I can take you off my mailing list.
And same for Jimmy's list.
And Jimmy's list. Yeah, Jimmy's got a list, too.
If you get something from JD Show.
We need to streamline our list.
That's right. It's like a streamline it down to about zero.
Zero. No. But our list is actually getting pretty good. So.
Yeah, it is good. And we appreciate the people. You know.
Well, we love it. Please spread the word. I'm trying to keep these guys down under an hour per bit so you can make CDs for your friends or whatever.
Yeah, that's the key.
And so this will be a three-parter, so.
All right. Looking forward to it. And, Counselor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And say hello to Jack, who want to listen to this one, I'm sure. Jack Rhodes, but he couldn't make it. Too bad. And Engineer, my compadre, good luck on this one. Good luck on editing this rat's nest of words.
Yeah, it'll be all right. I'll make Laura do it.
That's good. That's right. Hello to MySpace also.
Yeah, absolutely. Check us out there. Have a good one.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to part 3 of the April 30th, 2007 Jimmy Dunn Podcast. Give the studio a call, 866-95-JIMMY. Jack Rhodes says, Jimmy Dunn is the best.